I really think it is so spiritually healthy and appropriate for a congregation like we are to pause and be conscious of the ever-moving, unfolding story of God working in and among us here. History taking place, filing itself into the rearview mirror or the remembrance of each one of us as we just move on through time. And that's our purpose here this morning. Pause a minute. Look what's happening. Not just by itself, not by happenstance, but by the tender-hearted, loving fingers of God working right here among us and fulfilling His promises, so many you could quote, to answer prayers of His own people. And we're here today to say that, to Him in as much of a special way as we can. Jim put this together, and it is well done. And we ourselves, I believe, have been moved by the progress of this service to participate in it, not just in some sounds that we send out in melody or whatever, but from our hearts, to pause and say, God, You are so wonderful. How great Thou art. What a song appropriate for this little period of time that we're here together today. As we reflect, as we seek. Jim used some words early as we started. He mentioned a few names, not all of them, and said, they're all here. Well, you can add to that Christy Kircher, Donna Hill, and there'd be others we could add who've been seriously ill and about whom we were, from the heart, seriously concerned. Not just here among us, but people out from us that are loved ones of others, of ours. And they're all, because they're important to us, they're important to all of us. And it is so wonderful to be here and be a part of a service like that today. Countless other prayers have been answered right here. And we need to be not numb so we don't pass them by and not pause individually. And certainly as we are here today collectively, to just say, oh, how great You are, God Almighty, our God. So many things have happened and are happening. There are, in fact, I talked to a few, sore muscles in this room now from work done just down the hallway here. And it is a change in our scenery, making us more able to serve God, to bring His wonderfulness to the attention of little children. What a thing for which to be thankful, and to be thankful for all those who've poured their hearts, souls, and minds into it. So much sacrifice has been done. Families have had to put off their things they needed to do while people came here. And that's been going on for a while, and it's coming closer to the goal line. Maybe isn't even there quite yet. But what a worthwhile thing to put the things of God so high that we'll go to stress and strain, that we'll give even when it's not easy, and just let God know we love Him and seek Him and are so thankful for what He is doing and has done for so long among us. There are other blessings that are coming. They're right on the horizon. You can see them already. Things are going on already. God's girls. That's next Saturday, isn't it? Doesn't it start? Yeah. Vacation Bible School, so close. In fact, I've got people out in the hallway, the little ones saying, I get to go to camp this year for the first time. Isn't that neat? Things of God among us. Work being poured into it. Care. And another reason for us to just be thankful for who we are, who God has made us to be, His hands in our lives, and shaping us into His family just as He wants. So many blessings. Consciousness of God's presence and favor is so appropriate for such a people. Don't just get lulled into a zombie state where we don't know what's going on, because in so doing we lose God and we lose the fuel for fervor, the fuel for hope that He meant to be the center of our lives. I want to read from Psalms 63. I'm not going to be able to give this justice at all, and I don't dare try. Jim will be throwing tomatoes at me if I try. I'd be here longer than I've gotten assigned. But it is such a good psalm to me to listen to and realize this was put together by a man touched by God in his life, and about whom God said in the book of Acts, it is said about him that he was a man after God's own heart. I think that's Acts 13, but I forget. David himself is the one who apparently wrote this psalm, and I'm just going to read the first 8 verses of it, but I'd like you to think as I read. I'd like you to think about you, not about David. Put yourself in David's place as he's just come to where he is conscious of God. And he says, "O God, you are my God, and I earnestly seek you." In your Bible reading, look for that word "seek," as it tells us the attitude of God, and it does so often. And make sure that's you. Make sure you're seeking Him, not all this other junk that comes down the path past each of our lives as we go through this rather polluted world we live in. He says, "My soul thirsts for you, O God." Thirst. That is such a good word. You can't make that word kind of like just another word if you've ever been thirsty. It is meant to be a craving, an urging that just grabs hold of you and controls who you are. And the thirst here is for God. "My body longs for you." And this is one expressing himself to the real God, one to one, and saying precious things. And then listen to this line: "In a dry and weary land where there is no water." Not that will quench that thirst. And he's talking about this polluted world we live in. There's no water there. There are things there that it'll try to get you to thirst for and ruin you in the process. And David says, "I'm living in a dry land. What my thirst is for, I can't find it here in this world. It's not here. I have seen you, God, in your sanctuary, and beheld your power and your glory." Now, the word "sanctuary" there is a word that has been, sometimes I just avoid some commentaries because they take me in too many different directions. But the presence of God is referred to. Wherever God, David came together to be with God, is referred to. Maybe in the temple, maybe wherever. But he's seen him, not with maybe his physical eyes, but he's seen him with his spirit. "Because your love is better than life." Do you know that? Have you found that? God's love is better than life. And because of that, my lips will glorify you. That's what we're here to do today. But you can only do that if you've learned that God's love is better than life, any life, anywhere else. It's better than that. "I will praise you as long as I have life," one translation says, and I like that. My praise will not stop. I've seen who you are. You've blessed my life as he's blessed ours. And our praise will not stop as long as we have life. "And in your name I will lift up my hands." It will not just be quiet. It will be open out. I will not hide it. "My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods." You ever been hungry and Gene will put something in front of me that's absolutely delectable, and after you've had it and you try to stop before you've had too much, you're just satisfied. And David says, that's the way I am with you, Lord. My soul is satisfied with the richest of food. "With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And that's happened here today. That one song where the ladies start out with the soprano and then the altos come in. All of us will stand up and say, "All the rest of us, just hush. Let them go." Amen. "With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And we're here for that today. "On my bed, I remember you." I don't just lay down and zonk out. I take my God to bed with me and reflect on all he is and all he's done and is doing for me and for us here. "I think of you through the watches of the night." Ever wake up like that? In the night, you come awake somehow, and you're aware. Yeah, it's dark, but not in here. My God is here, and He is on my mind. He brightens me up, no matter what the time period might be, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. Many of you see the little bald eagle just being hatched out here in Pittsburgh somewhere. And he's under that wing. Safe. Singing, I suppose. We sing under the protective wings of a measurelessly great God. And we've done that here today. My soul clings to you, Lord. Your right hand holds me up, upholds me. Now there's an awareness there that needs to be kept. Without your right hand holding me, I am down and done for. Now that is a psalm of praise from a man after God's own heart. We are a blessed people here. It's happening all the time. Don't miss it. We need to just release praise like that being released here by David to God here today. So, but let this just be a revival time, a prime the pump time, where we go from here doing it individually everywhere we go, praising God for unfolding history of a blessed people, a loved people, a people where our cares are His. Cast them all on Him, He says, because He cares for you. We've been doing that. He's responding. Let's keep that flow going. If you're here today and you needed in your own life to move closer to that, you've moved out here where this junk is that David makes reference to when he says, there's nothing out here. It's a dry land. And I've gone out there looking for stuff, and there's been kind of temptational stuff put in front of me. I've gone out there and I kind of got into that. Get out of that. You'll starve out there. You'll die out there alone and away from the love of God. Do you need to make a move today? To move right back into the path David points out for us that was such a blessed life for him and is the potential same for us. If you do, pause maybe and give a prayer of thanks and just walk right out from where you are with the boldness that these upheld hands suggest. Say, it's time I move out of the old path and into this one where blessings are, and we can assemble like this, full of joy for what God's done, and speak it together, and then go forth and speak it individually. If you're in that, praise God. If you're not, come to that God. He loves you today as we stand.